Previously on Thomas and the Bible. I should just turn the music back up, huh? What else? Yeah, there's just not much point. Harley, I'm rattling these off so quickly. Harley hasn't had time to keep up. And I do not blame him, but, yeah, I also have nothing to say because it was Psalms, so nothing happened. Okay, thanks, Harley, for that intro. All right, we are on Psalms 85 through, 93. What else can I say here? Not much else to say because there's nothing happening, but we're getting through Psalms. Doing one at a time is definitely okay. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I sent out a bunch of gifts to my fine donors. So I hope you guys like them. If not, hey, just throw it away. I don't even care. But no, I hope you do like them, and I thank you so much for donating. And there will be another round of sending out stuff. So please make donations if you feel so inclined to help with the many costs associated with the podcast. It's very helpful. You can donate on the Facebook. There's a donate button. Or on the website, there's a donate button. If you're on your phone, they're kind of hard to find, annoyingly. But you can like scroll all the way down on the website, and it's like at the bottom. But if you're on a computer, it's easy as can be. It's right there. Okay, thanks for that. And let's just get going. Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself away from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Shew us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Folly. Yeah, like the sound effects, like, here's a, yeah. Let them not turn again to Foley. I don't want any more Foley artists here. Trying to think of some easy Foley I could do. I definitely am good at, chair squeaking Foley. That's one I can do. I don't know what good it's going to do. But, yeah, I'm good at that. I just remembered I need some WD-40. I'm going to write that down. Okay. Folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Ooh, that's kind of hot. I hope they're both chicks, am I right? Yeah. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. So to summarize that one, nothing. Just read any of the other Psalms, it's all the same crap. Psalm 86, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Oh, great. Someone looking for handouts. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant. Save the servant, that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that can call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. Well, you can't really ask him to give ear to your prayer, because he has to listen to hear you asking to give ear to his prayer. But anyway, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. This reminds me of like the Godfather. He's like, look, There may come a day and that day may never come. That I will need something from you. It's like that kind of thing. Like he's like, so he's giving him all these compliments and he's like, Lord, I may have to call upon you sometime to do me a favor. I don't remember the exact line, but you get the idea. Unless I need to put some cotton balls in my mouth and get that going. But yeah, it's kind of funny. And I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. No other gods will do me favors on the day of their daughter's wedding day. I don't know. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Shew me for a token of good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast holpen me. I like the word holpen. I'll keep that. I don't know if that means some weird tense of help, to help, you know? Holpen. It's like the past perfect, future pluperfect, past present of help. Holpen. Past perfect, perfect, present, past imperfect, pluperfect, subjunctive, conditional command form of help. Holpianaiadlanian. And comforted me. So I like, and also I was laughing already because the sentence, I love it. It's like, listen, God, just make me a good example. Just make me amazing, right? Like make me rich, powerful, good looking, you know, give me a great looking woman and make me a good example. So people who don't believe in you will be like, shit, what does that guy do to earn all that? You know what? Must be that God he's always talking about. That must be the difference. And then they'll believe in you, right? It's like a perfect, it's like a business opportunity for God. This guy's like, listen, God, I got a little, this is win-win, okay? it's like, we're going to cross promote here. Like, you're going to make me awesome. And then my awesomeness will earn you new business, you know? It'll get you some converts. 87, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. All right, that was a short one. So on to 88. We're going, I always forget, 93. I always look and then I instantly forget what I just saw because that's how dumb I am. So a little fun fact about me, 85 to 93. Oh yeah, I was going to mention too, I got an alert on my phone. It's sort of like the Amber Alert thing where it came as a shock to everyone that Amber Alerts could just come to your phone somehow. I got an alert that said there was a tornado warning. I live in like Northern California, by the way. This is not tornado country. Tornado warning in my area. I thought that was kind of interesting. And I like also that it was a warning, you know, like it just went to my phone. It's like, oh, okay, the aliens that control my phone can just tell me when there's a tornado. So, but that's good. I mean, I like that application of this technology. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, that and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me, thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou sheweth... I just got a text from my brother, saying, who lives near me. This is a live update. This is fucking insane. Oh, whoops. This is not... Cut that. This is effing insane. We are about to die from a tornado, he just said. He lives a little north. I better text him. Or I said, like, really? Or are you just talking about the warning? That's so interesting. So we may witness, you guys may hear live what it sounds like when a tornado rips through someone's house. I saw this cloud the entire way home. As I was driving home, I was telling my girlfriend, like, that cloud looks so weird. It's like this weird, I swear to you guys, I was just saying this forever. And I almost thought of mentioning, like, oh, is it like a funnel cloud? But I didn't. I just thought it was this big, very distinct, like, cluster, like this big, huge, weird looking shaped cloud. Like, it was not normal at all. He said a tornado could form on our house like any minute. It's like right on our effing house of all places. F this. Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, so my brother could die of a tornado, but whatever, you know, we'll see. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou shew wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? I like this writing. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and shall thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? So he's saying, like, I mean, we could all be hit by a tornado right now, is what he's saying. Maybe this is being colored by my current experience, but he's saying a tornado could get us at any time, doesn't matter where we live, could be California, you know? Could be, yeah. So that's the message here, I think. Now, my brother was pretty concerned, actually. There's legitimately a tornado warning for his house. Like, just was like, oh, hey, Sam's house. It's tornado warning. And it's funny because I don't know anything about tornadoes because I'm from here. And it's weird that I live like 5 miles away from, maybe not even 5 miles. Like, I live really close. And there's not even a breeze. Like, there's nothing. It's like a summer's day over here. And it's just weird. Like, is tornadoes just, like, one asshole cloud going around, like, beating everyone up or whatever? Okay, explain. Okay, I don't know tornadoes, but I know sharknadoes. So explain to me, in terms of sharknado, how bad a tornado is. Is it, like half a sharknado or what? What are we talking here? No, yeah, it's weird. So, but he was really concerned. So I was joking with him, but he's like, "Ah, this isn't funny. I'm about to die of a tornado." I was like, "There's no way." But anyway, okay. Yeah, but anyway, no. This psalm, actually, I like it because the language is saying, like, "Hey, you better help us, or else, like, are we? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave?" That's great. Like, hey, you might want to help the only people who like you because they're going to be dead. So we can't do a whole lot of, like, preaching and conversion when we're dead. So maybe help us out here. Like, some of these psalms are really quite honest, you know. It's just people who are like, well, God, this is terrible. Well, God, why, you know, it's like, why aren't you helping us? That kind of thing. It's really interesting. Well, not really, but it's more interesting than the fake ones. But unto thee I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou my face from me, thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far away from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. Yeah, that's about right. So it's a psalm that's just saying, like, what the F, God? What's going on? I just heard some screaming. It's another Sharknado. Okay, we're on 89. As usual, my throat is hurting for no reason. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all of them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, and the earth is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in the righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to the Holy One, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. This is like another summary of what's going on back in other places in the Bible. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with the stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought down his whole. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Excuse me. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast down his throne to the ground. The days of his youth answer. I just cannot read. What is wrong with me? The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered them with shame. Selah, how long, Lord? Wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shalt thy wrath burn like fire? Okay, now it's getting interesting. It's another person who's like, wait. It sounds like these are a bunch of people who believe the scripture and are like, well, imagine, okay, you know how people nowadays will be like, well, why were there miracles all the time back then? But then nowadays, nothing, you know, nothing ever happens. I bet it was even worse back then because it was only a few years ago, you know, a few hundred years ago or whatever it was at most. They're like, well, you know, it's always, they're probably like a generation or two removed. They're like, well, if you help my father, grandfather, great grandfather, you know, what's going on? Why can't you help us? You know, we got enemies. We got enemies too, damn it. The days of his... how long, Lord? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the 5th of November, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. All right, so that was a long one. 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with the flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like a grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is too soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. 91. Okay, we're going to 93. Hopefully these are short. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. This shalt thou not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, and keep thee in all the ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and shew him my salvation. 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name. O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To shew that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So, last one's really short. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself even. The world, it's this Sharknado is really distracting me, I guess. I cannot read. That it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the sword. No, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house forever, Lord. All right, that's that. So that just sounded like more pleading, like, help me out, Lord, because, you know, like, we need to show our enemies. You know, we need to show them what's going on, and you need to reward me because, you know, otherwise the people will be like, what's the point in worshiping God if he doesn't even, you know, reward you with any of that kind of thing. So it's more of that. I don't really, it's pretty pointless, but all right. So that's it for tonight, and I will see you guys tomorrow. I got two or freaking three more days of this crap. Do I? How many? I have 3 more after this in my marathon. Then I quit forever. No, not really. Then I still need to be doing it. So, all right. Thanks for listening as usual. See you later.